all of your thoughts after that. Hearts created plenty of chances, but St. Pat's were clinical when the chances came their way.
Yeah, yeah. We look, it's probably the same old story, and I don't want to sound repetitive in that manner. We need something to fall for us. The second goal or the penalty, you know, there's no team in the country. If we were up away from home, that would never be given. You know, am I blaming the referee? No. But I'm just saying, we had a penalty at the other end when there was a handball, you know, at 2-0 down. We need something to fall for us. And when you're down, you're down. And we needed the penalty not to be given. We needed that penalty to be given for us. We need everything to go away, or a known goal, or Pats or whoever, to have a player sent off. And it's very difficult to turn. We've been there before. It's not for the lack of trying, but Pats have quality. All teams have quality in this tournament. Like, you know, to be fair to Conor Clifford, you know, should we have learned? He hit the post from a cutback, and we didn't. Do we take a bit of the blame? We probably do. But also, you know, lads picking up position should have. We got a warning when he hit the post, Conor Clifford, and then he struck one in the same corner, which was a great strike. Were they the better side? They were, yeah, as most sides are against us, but probably nothing is falling your way, Dermot. Is that me whinging? It's not. It's probably reality of it is we need something to turn very, very quickly. At the moment, it's probably going against you, you know, if anything.
Yeah, and I was watching you on the sideline, Ollie. There was a couple of times, especially in the first half, players getting into good positions, yeah, but just not taking those chances.
Yeah, you know, we're gonna be, like, to be fair, we had about 12 corner kicks there, you know, but do we look like scoring for many of them? Pats, when they had to defend, Pats were very physical when they had to be. You know, Pats were bringing the football inside, and you can see the football they can play, but when they had to mix it and do it the dirty way, they did, and credit to them in that manner. But they have serious quality, you know. I don't want to insert name of them, but we've lads that probably maybe lack of confidence, aren't playing as well as what they should be playing, and they need to get to that level, whether it's a fluke of a goal, whether it's a known goal for us, whatever it may be, whether it's a penalty, God forbid, that the referee will give us, I don't know, and I'm not blaming officials, but we needed to change and change quickly, Dermot. But we're not hiding. There's nobody hiding out there. You know, I thought we played quite well at times and have been playing quite well, but we're not getting results. And sure, it's a result-driven league, you know.
Tell me, you went with a different formation this evening, did you? You didn't go with three centre-backs,
yeah.
more of a four-man defence.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we went. We felt that the Pets, you know, they play a 3-5-2 and play very well. We felt we'd have got a bit of joy, you know, in wide areas, which we did. And that's really why we went back to our back four, where we got a lot of possession in the full back areas. And we did okay with it, to be fair. However, you know, we needed the one at Nilaw when Keelan McAleer came in beyond Ian Birmingham on the right side of the field and clipped the crossbar. We need that to hit the crossbar and go under, rather than hitting the crossbar and go over. You know, that's what we're feeding off. We're feeding off scraps. Had that gone in, it could be a completely different outlook. But it gets harder and harder. But that's what it is. Mentally, it's tough. Physically, it's tough. And the lads need to be mentally tough in there too, not just physically, to recover for Sligo on Friday, you know?
Yeah, John Gill said it after the Dundalk game, and Harry said it tonight. The St. Pat's manager is suggesting that, you know, a win isn't too far away for your team. How do you see it, Ollie?
You know, it's fair to John Gill and be fair to Harry. They're two good lads, and it's easier for them to say it after they've beaten us. You know what I mean? What I see it is that by the laws of probability, something should have fallen for us, and we can't just blame luck, or we can't just blame officials. We've got to look at ourselves as well, Jeremy. And that's not me being critical. Just some lads, because of where we are and because of the lack of goals and confidence, are struggling. But mentally, they've got to grow up. And some of them have. Some of them that were here a couple of years ago are mentally a lot tougher in there. And it's a tough change in them, Jeremy. You know, well, mentally, you know, we're tough. We're, you know, the ones that are looking after the place here. We've been there before. It takes a hell of a lot to get to us, to put it that way to you. But they need to grow up and be mentally strong and dig a result out that maybe, you know, either not playing well, we get something out of it. But it gets hard, and we've got to go away to Sligo, who are going very, very well, and they're going a lot better than the time they bet us here the last round of games. And down the Showgrounds is a difficult place to go, but no better place to try and turn it around, Dermot. But yeah. We've got to try. That's all we can do.
You've had good results there in the past, Ollie.
We have, yeah, although we have with probably lesser teams. Does that make sense? We had lads that physically would have been maybe stronger than what we have, maybe technically not as good as some of the players we have now, but mentally they were strong. Our lads here need to be mentally stronger to get something out of Sligo, because Sligo will physically and football wise ask serious questions of us. But we've got to pick up the pieces and see where it takes us on Friday, Dermot, you know. Okay.